Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Chavtes. Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Chavtes, and we will be starting by the Mishnah of Bechol Yom, Chavav Mabez in the Oz V'Hadar. So Bechol Yom, this Mishnah contrasts what was done, where there are differences between the Avodah that was done every single day and the Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. So Bechol Yom, Chote B'Shal Kesef, U'ma'ar L'Toch Shel Zav. Every day when the Ketores was done, we know Ketores was done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Half in the morning, half at night, that was burned on the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZav. Only on Yom Kippur was their Ketores burned in the Kodesh Kanashim, right? On the, in front of the Aron. So, B'chol Yom, Chote B'shal Kesef, U'mar L'toch Shel Zav. Every day, they used, you had to get the coals, from the Mizbeach, and then take the hot coals and put it on the little Mizbeach. So, every day, they used a silver shovel to stick into the fire of the Mizbeach to get the hot coals, Umar L'toch Shel Zav, and then they poured it into a golden shovel. Because the golden shovel had to be used on the Mizbeach, right, when you actually burn the Ketores. But to stick into the Mizbeach HaChitzon to get the coals in the first place, that would ruin the shovel over time. If you have to stick it into the hot fire, and Chazal, as we learn, Hashem has Rachmanis. Hashem has compassion on the money of Israel, and therefore, we didn't use a gold one, which would get a decrease in value and depreciated over time, so we could use a silver one, and then we pour it into the gold one, and then we could continue the avodah with the gold. Right? That's what the Karban Eidah here says. Shechatayas kechalim shochekes hakli. Right? If the shoveling of the coals makes the kli get worn out, umachasran v'atorah chasal mamonah sheYisrael, and the Torah has rachmanis on mamonah sheYisrael. Right? We learned that from a Mishnah in Maseches Nega'im, where it says before a house is declared as a bayis hamenuga, before a house is declared as saras, we say take everything out of the house, right? It's that just haraya that proves that it's not a contagious illness, that it's a quarantine, right? Then if there's a chash of illness, keep everything in. No, everything comes out. And the Gemara asks, what are we taking everything out for? Whatever becomes tam, you'll put into a mikvah. So the only thing that we must be worried about is our kalim that can't be purified in the mikvah, and that's kli cheres. So that's what we're worried about. Just take out the kli cheres, because the Torah is chasam amonon shel Yisrael. So that's why every day we're able to use a silver and then pour it into gold. But on Yom Kippur, right, in order to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, the Gemara is going to say, we don't have to move it from one shovel to another. So the same golden shovel that he's going to take inside the Kodesh Kadashim, that's what he sticks into the Mizbeach outside. Right, ubahayim achnis. Also, b'chol yom chote b'shal arbas kavin, u'mor l'toch shel shloshes kavin, every day they used a 4-kav shovel, and they poured it into a 3-kav shovel. V'hayom, maybe just to make sure that they had enough, and therefore 1 kav fell on the floor, right? V'hayom chote b'shal shloshes kavin u'bahayam achris. But today, as we said, there's only one. So you used a 3-kav shovel, and that's the one that you bring in. Rabbi Yossi has different shiurim. Rabbi Yossi omer b'chol yom chote b'shel sa'ah, which is 6 kav. A sa'ah is 6 kav, so it's bigger. U'ma'aro b'toch shel shloshes kavin. And you pour into 3, so 3 kav fall on the floor, according to Rabbi Yossi. V'yom chote b'shel shloshes kavin b'ahi ha'machlis. Rabbi Yossi agrees what happens on Yom Kippur. It's interesting, we mentioned in the past a number of times, the machlokas rishonim, which avodos had to be done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So obviously the unique avodos of Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. But what about, let's say, the everyday Ketores that's brought half of the morning, half at night? That's a machlokas rishonim. Rov rishonim assumed that the Kohen Gadol did everything. So if the Kohen Gadol did everything, then probably he also used the golden, just the one kav, and you didn't have to use the silver and the gold, right, the rest of the day either. Even for the regular Ketores, he was able to use the 1 gold and of 3 kav. But according to the Ramban in the Melchamos, in the beginning of Daf Aleph in the Daf Yarif, the Melchamos, the Ramban says, no, other Kohanim, Kohen Hediot, could do the other Ketores. Just the Ketores that goes into the Kodesh Kodesh, that's the Kohen Gadol does. But the regular day's Ketores, that can be done by Kohen Hediot. So Lechora, if that's done by Kohen Hediot, then he'll probably do the regular, you know, using the bigger shovel, and then pouring into the smaller shovel. Okay. There is a Tosefta. Just to note, there is a Tosefta here in Yuma in the second parak. That's beferish like the Ramban in that detail. The Tosafot says beferish that when do you need the Kohen Gadol? Only for the Ktores of the Kodesh Kadashim. But for the Ktores of the that's done every day on the Zdeh Chazov, so then that is can be done by a Kohen Hedyot. Question is, are there Gemaras that argue on that? On that Tosefta. B'chol yom ha'isek fei deva yom kala. Every day shovel was heavy. They used a thicker, heavier metal. V'hayom kala, today was light. Again, we want to make everything easier for the Kohen Gadol. We bring the cow close to where he's going to have to do the dam, and we make it lighter. Whatever we could do to help him. B'chol, remember, he's fasting, and he has the weight of the Jewish people on him. B'chol yom ha'isek yadak sara v'hayom arucha. Also, every day, there was a very short handle to the shovels. Short handle. But today, Hayom Arucha. Today it was a longer handle. Why? Because it's heavy, and he's going to have to be carrying two shovels. He's got to carry the shovel with the coals, and the shovel with the ktores, with the spices. So we want to make it longer so that he could use his arm in order to help him. So if you stick the whole shovel, maybe on the arm, you could use the forearm as a part of the weight in order to make it easier for the carrying. So that's why it has a longer handle, right? Every day is Yadak Sarva Yom Arufa. B'chol Yom Hayazahava Yarok. Every day the gold had a greenish tint. V'hayom Adom, but on Yom Kippur it had a reddish tint. Divrei Rabbi Menachem. That's Rabbi Menachem. It's a question whether is Rabbi Menachem arguing? Is he saying something new? Is this what everybody agrees to? The Rambam does not quote this, so maybe the Rambam thinks it's a machlokas that only Rabbi Menachem says this, but not other shittas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Kai de Tanina Taman, the Tanakama, who says that you use a shovel of four and you shovel it into three, that seems to be the author also of the Mishnah in Tamid. Kai de Tanina Taman, Nispazer Mimena, what did the Mishnah Tamid say? That every day, Nispazer Mimena Kakav Gechalim, a kav of Gechalim fell on the floor. So that's like the Tanakama. Right, that the shovel, the silver one, was four, and you poured it into a three. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was six and three. So three ka fell on the floor. So it must be that Mishnah in Tamid is following the Shita of the Tanakama. So what do you do? It fell on the floor. So you sweep it into the ama, into the gutter that has some water, and it flows out. But on Shabbos, it's muksa. On Shabbos, you can't touch those coals. Maybe because on Shabbos also, you're going to violate kibui. You can violate putting out, which is a malachas. So that's why you just put a bowl over it and not touch it. Right? You might say that there's a kibui of the fire itself, right? Of the coals, even without Shabbos. So there is, if you look in the Minchas Alazar's comments here on this Gemara, he leaves it b'tzarachian. He is very bothered. Why? What is the purpose of having a bigger shovel and then pouring it into a smaller shovel? Which always will then lead to extra on the floor. And you have to like shovel it away? That's such a bizayin. Right, that's such a disgrace to the coals of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mizbeach. So he just wonders, what is the purpose? He says, I have mitzvah liyashev. He said, mikom akom, madua lo lachu b'shal gimel kaven v'yitnu l'to shal gimel. Right, it worked on Yom Kippur. So if it worked on Yom Kippur, why can't it work on the rest of the days? Kedesh lo yispazra agachalom klal la'aretz. Kivan sheish chshash. Isn't there a chshash? You might say, what's the downside? The downside is there's an isser to put out the fire of the Mizbeach. So the coals of the Mizbeach might have that isser too. And on Shabbos it's a problem, as we just said. So it's like psikrei, are you be careful? No, it's psikreisha. Kivat shemuchrachim l'chabosa nacharkach b'kavdam l'fanosam l'ama. Right, you're going to end up, you're going to pour them to the Amma anyway, which is going to be what you have to do with them after they fall. Uve Pradin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, you violate the lo techabe, ulai sheish chash shagam benefilas amaretz adayin asa l'chabosan. Vigam hu gnai, v'nira kamo I umanut. It's like so not professional. Right? What do we do? It looks like, you know, we take extra, we pour it, and the extra goes to the floor, and then you sweep it to the ama. Says the Minchas Alazar, it looks so unprofessional. Kamo I umanus, meha kawanim, kishem is pasrim hakachalam baritzba. The coals fall on the floor. Vigam yuchlu hakawanim lechavos ragleim. And the kawanim are barefoot. Very good chance they'll get burned. Right, there's some coals on the floor. Kodem sheiflu agachalim maboros. Before you push it into the shovel, you pour it on. Maybe the kohanim's feet are going to get burned. And on Shabbos, you're going to put a big bowl over it. Somebody can knock their foot. Somebody can step on it. So many chashos. And he says, I don't understand. Why do you do it? You have all these potential problems. He says, Ma lanu v'latzar azos, quoting the Mishnah's language in Sanhedrin. Ma lanu v'latzar azos, l'chadchila, l'chatos b'shel dalet v'litein b'kli akatan, mimenu shi'is pazur agachala mitzorachiyin, u'mitzvah liyashev. So interesting. Where does it say? We got to find the source, right? Why would it, on Yom Kippur, we trust it's going to be exact, right? Three kav. So why would we say differently on this day? So he leaves it, b'tzarachiyin. Okay, that's what we do. That's what the Mishnah says to do. We continue. V'chol yom ha'isa kfeida v'yom kala. Every day was a heavy shovel, but today's light. Shalol yago. As he said, not to make him tired and weary. Right? We do whatever we can to help the Kohen Gadol. V'chol yom ha'isa yad ha'katsara v'yom ha'rucha. Shalol yago. Same thing. We make the handle longer today so that he can have more of his body weight that is supporting the shovel. V'chol yom lo haya ba'ama gemuda. Every day, the handle wasn't even a short amma. We know there are two types of ammas. There's a 5 tefach amma and a 6 tefach amma. Two types. There's small ammas and big ammas. So the Gemara says, on a regular day, the handles weren't even a small amma. And it was even smaller than 5. Fahayom hayaba amma umechsa. And today, it was an amma, 1.5 ammas. Kidei shetehazroa misayas. So that the arm could help out, help with the carrying, because, you know, it was difficult and it was heavy. B'chal yom, also, lo haya ba nartik, that's our girsa here of this Yerushalmi, generally there wasn't a nartik is a container. Might call it a sheath. And that is, this shovel, it's metal. If I have burning hot coals in the shovel, so every day I take the coals, I take it into the heichal, and I burn right then. So there's not enough time for the hot coals to make the entire shovel very hot, including the handle. But here, what am I going to do? I'm going to take the coals, I'm going to put them down, and then I'm going to do some other avoda, and then I'm going to come back and take it, it's going to be burning hot. So says the Gemara, there was like a cover. There was a cover for the handle, so that the Kohen God doesn't burn himself. B'chol yom lo haya ba nartik, every day there wasn't, because he didn't need it. V'hayom haya ba nartik, kidei shelo tichaveh, so he doesn't burn himself. Doesn't burn himself. See in the Karban Eidah, Mishum de kli matchis cham miksaso cham kulo. Right, the Gemara says that elsewhere regarding Karban Pesach. By a metal kli, if some of it gets burning hot, the whole kli is going to get burning hot. Leficha hayetzara chayom nartik yoser mishar yimos hashana. Lefi, why? Shesho agecholim b'machta. The coals were in the shovels man maruba for a long time. Ava acher shegamer kolamat matanus. Right, stay there until you finished all the zrikas adam. V'achar kachos yosa, and then you're going to take it out. Right, you leave the shovel, we're going to learn, you leave the shovel in there, and he takes that all the way afterwards, the coals are still sitting in there, they're boiling hot. So that's why we have this nartik, we have this cover on. Says the Gemara, you let it just have a cover on. You don't need to, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to hold it himself. The Eino Chotzeitz, isn't that a chatzitza? We know the world of chatzitza, an interposition, comes up in various areas, the most famously tevila. So when he goes to the mikvah, they're not allowed to have a chatzitza on. And we prepare everything we can to try to remove any chatzitzas before we go to the mikvah. But chatzitza comes up elsewhere too, including avodas kohanim. The kohen can't wear socks, right? Because it's a chatzitza between the floor and his feet. The kohen can't wear gloves. Remember at the end of sukkah, they talk about families didn't want to get their hands dirty. So you can't have any chatzitzas between the kli and the kohen's hand. So here, what do you mean putting a cover on? How can you put a cover on the shovel? We feel bad for it. We don't want him to burn himself. But isn't it a chazitza? Amar Yossi Barbun, kovo b'masmer. No. You connected it with a nail, literally. It means you put the cover on in a permanent way. And if you put it on in a permanent way, it's called one kli. If it's called one kli, then it's not a chazitza. Right? Kovo b'masmer. I saw on one of the mafarshim in the back, the kochav me'yaakov. The Kochav Me'yaakov says, this Gemara is a remez to what we know, that there is issues of chatzitza, we know interpositions, but once something is permanent, then it's not a chatzitza. And he talks about fillings in teeth. You have a filling in a tooth. What, is a woman allowed to go to the mikveh if she has a filling in one of her teeth? Yes, why? Because that's meant to stay there. That's like kavua b'masmer, he says. Kavua b'masmer. Says the Kochav Me'yaakov, b'tshuva he'arti mizeh odos hanashim, shaharofim sotmin es nekev shineihem, b'devek. when the doctors close up a hole in their teeth with glue. I have a chatzitza betfila. Is it a chatzitza? Remember we said in the last year, 2 years ago, you don't have to open your mouth in order to go to the mikvah. But we're not allowed to have chatzitzas in the mouth. That's to be ro'il bias mayim, right? Even if it's not actual bias mayim. So what's going on here? Is it a chatzitza? The kasafti, and says the Chacham Yaakov, I wrote, kiva debatla es hadevek sheyesh sham la'olam, since it's meant to be there forever, shelo yishlotz bahem haruach, you don't want air to get in there, you don't want infection to get in there, you want it there forever, v'havi kibbi bir yaso v'ena chotzeitz. It's like part of it. Ukimivuar kan v'yerushalmi, v'ena chotzeitz kiva dekova b'masmer, right, kova b'masmer, if it's there, it's permanent. And therefore, only if something is not supposed to be there, supposed to be taken out, then it's an issue of not being part of it. Right? Remember, there's a Mishnah in Ahalas that's quoted at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, where the Mishnah in Ahalas discusses, if you put something in a window, does it close up the window? Well, is it going to stay there forever or not? Is it rocks? Is it straw? Is it is it pillows? So there's different types of items. So here too, if it's meant to be there permanently, so then it's less of a problem. So that's what the Gemara says here. Kavu b'masmer, then it will make it permanent. Okay, we continue. Once we mention gold, and especially we mention at the end, we mentioned Rabbi Menachem. Rabbi Menachem said the one on Yom Kippur was red gold. Red gold. So the Gemara says, Shiva Zahavimim. There are seven types of gold. Seven types of gold. We'll list them and then we'll explain each one. Zav Tov, good gold. Zav Tar, pure gold. Zav Sagar, closed gold. Zav Mufaz, glittering gold. Zav Mesukak, fined and purified. Zav Shachut, Zav Parvim. So what do all of those mean? Here we go. Zav Tov Kemashmo. What's Zav Tov? Good gold Kemashmo. As what you think it means. Uzahav Ha'aretz Ha'itov. Right, like the Pasuk says in Bereishis. The Zahav, the gold of that land was good. What makes it good? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tova du bebaisa, Tova du bilavyasa. It's good in the house, and it's good when you travel. Some type of gold that it must not be heavy, and it's good to carry with you. It's good here, and it's good there. Right? Lomai nafkamina, that this is like a good gold to have. The Karbonator says, if you're davening for a certain gold from God, this is a good one to ask for. Right? He says, v'nafkamina, he's a benaf kamina, let me boy, I love rachamim. Right? If you're asking for rachmanis, if you're davening, this is a good goal to ask for. Or he says, it is a segula. V'linere shahazav hazeh skulaso shemetiv umeyer enef shaladam. It's good for eyesight. Lachach tofu babayis v'tovu pshita shaholich baderach shaderach memayin mar enef shaladam. Okay. Fine. Zav tahor, sometimes, Mar Einav doesn't mean literally eyesight, but we'll leave it for now. Zav Tahar, what's the pure gold? Shemachris and also La'ur. Those that you bring it in, you put it in the fire. Veino chaser klum. Gold that it's so pure that there are no impurities. If you would put it back in the kiln, it would be exactly the same after you take it out. Right? So that's what this type of gold is. Zahav Tahar. Pure gold, and there's no impurities. Va'asya kidetani, and it's supported by the following brisa. Following Brysa, look in the Karbana Eda. He adds in a line here. We'll go to the Karbana Eda's Girsa. Maisa b'minora b'mikdash. Shaisi yetera al menora sha'asa Moshe b'midbar. Dinar Zav. The menorah that Shlomo had was a dinar more gold than Moshe's. Ve'echnisua l'kur peis pa'amin. They put it in 80 times to the kur. V'lo chaser ha'ish b'mishkal ha'klum. Nothing was taken out. Nothing was in impurity that it had come out. Says the Gemara of Yos, is this really true? Like skipping two lines now, because we just read that in the Karbon Eidah. Is this really true? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Adolo yakam al berare. Before it came to this perfect, purified state, then uchasar sagin. Then there's plenty of impurities that came off while it was being purified. Mindu kayam al berare. But once it became that purified, amazing gold, lo chasar klum, then it wasn't missing anything, and every time you would do it, there's no more impurities left. So that's the second type of gold. So you have good gold and pure gold. Now we're up to number three. Closed gold. The Zav Sagur. What does that mean? Shaya machsif ba'ad kol ha'zahavim shayisham. Literally, it embarrassed all other golds. What do you mean closed? If a merchant brings this gold to the marketplace, all the other stores close up shop for the day. Okay, we're done. right? Nobody could compete with this gold. That's why it's called closed gold. A lot of this gold was in the Beis HaMikdash in Shlomo's time, right? Zav Sagur, right? Machzif, it embarrassed by Kol HaZavim Shayusham, all the other gold that was there. Amar Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Ksiv, and similar, right? This is discussed. And the pasuk is found in Divrei HaYamim, describing the Mikdash. V'shiva salafim kikar kesef mizukak latuach kiros habatim. That's the pasuk. So it sounds like from that first pasuk, they used all of this silver to line the inside of the Mikdash. But v'ksiv, there's another pasuk. There's kol habayis safa tzipa zahav. But the other pasuk says that they lined it with gold. So is it gold? Is it silver? Right? What were the walls lined with? The first pasuk says silver, the second pasuk says gold. V'yatamar achin, right? You say this, which is it? Ella, really, really, it's all gold. It's all gold. Even the first pasuk. What does it say? Kesef? It's this Russia. Shahya machsif ba'kol ha-zahavim shayusham. No, it's just that it embarrasses any other gold that was there. It's really zahav. Why does it say kesef? Because it's machsif. It embarrasses all other gold that's there. Fine. Next, zahav. Mufaz. What's mufaz? Again, hard word to translate. Let's say it means glittering. Rabbi Patroki, Ahua de Rabbi Drosa, Shem Rabbi Ba, Barbina, Dome Le'esh, Mutseses Begafris. It's like the fire that comes out when you're burning something with sulfur. Right? Glittering, right? Mutsas is like lit up and glittering Begafris. Whatever that color was, that's what this gold is like. It has that, it's like that color. Amar Rabbi Avin, or L'shem HaKamu, who nikra Vizav Me'ofaz. Maybe that's the name of the place where this gold is from. Next, Zahav Mizukak, purified gold. How do you get this gold? Shayim Achat Kedoso Kizesim. Interesting what they do to purify it. They cut it up into small little pieces of gold. V'tachan also Batzek, and then they covered it with dough. Right, you would think you're making like cookies or right, you cover it with dough, and then you feed it to ostriches. Ostriches, after the research, Kabbalah Eidah here says, and the other Mepharshim, they don't chew. They just swallow whole. So they swallow whole, and they're going to eat the dough, but all the other impurities somehow are also going to come out in the ostrich, and it's going to come out spick and span perfect. I assume it's going to be washed off a little bit before it's used. But the hemisanos or so, and then they sift it, and that's why this is it's so purified, right? The carbon eda v'derech na'aminios livloa hamalcha below leisa. They swallow their food without chewing, right? Because chewing wouldn't work so well here; they'd break some teeth. The yeshom and others say no, it wasn't putting it through the ostrich's digestive system that helped them out. But the yeshomim show you tomnim oso bezevel shevashanim. Not much better. Right, they put it in fertilizer for 7 years, and after that got out all the impurities. Okay, next gold, zahav shachut. What shachut could mean stretched. Shaya nimshach kishava. It was a stretched type of gold, like wax. Okay, some other type of stretched. And this was so unusual and hard to get. Adrianus, who was known as a very wealthy person, Hayalo Mishkal Beitza, all he had was an egg weight of this gold. Duklitinos, Hayalo Mishkal Dinar, Gurdinon, right? Also, a very little amount of this gold that they had. Zav Parviim, so this other type of gold, Parviim, what is gold and Parviim? From the word, 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, from the word par, cow. It was a reddish gold. Remember what Menachem said in the Mishnah, right? A reddish gold, because that reminds us of the dam that's being used today for the avodah of Yom Kippur. So maybe this is the gold that Menachem was referring to. V'yesh omrim, others say a different shot of zav parviim, zav shuosa peiros, gold that makes fruit. What kind of gold makes fruit? Where do you have this kind of gold? Kaidetaniya Taman. Like the Mishnah says there, there's a Mishnah in Meseches Midos that describes that in Bias Rishon, Shlomo HaMelech made a vine, put up a vine made out of gold in the Beis HaMikdash, and miraculously the vine grew grapes. And the grapes grew grapes. Golden grapes. That was in the first bias. The second time on the gefen shel zav, I saw a medes abizlo shel echal. So that was the. So it wasn't from the word par. Parva is not from the word par cow, but peros, fruit. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Yitzchak, Bishasha bana Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, Tsar Komini Elaris Latocho, he engraved many different trees into the inside. And at the same time that the fruit grew outside in the regular orchards, right? It was the same seasons. The fruit that grew in the apples and the pears and the cherries, right? Same things. Or the grapes, right? So at the same time, these grew fruit inside also. Hadu d'chsiv paroach tifrach v'togel avgilas v'ranan v'gomer. Emas ha-yavshu. So this happened all through Bayis Rishon until, when did it dry out? Emas yavshu. Amar b'yitzchak chinenah bar yitzchak b'shasha hemid menashe salam b'heichal. When Menashe, one of the worst kings that we had, right, put an idol in the heichal, yavshu, it dried out. D'chsiv ufarach levanon umlau. Right, then it dried out. Menashe is a very interesting person to talk about. Maybe at another time we'll get to it. The Sfas Emes wonders, what's the message? The exact same time, these fruit grow. So the Sfas Emes, on Daf Chaf Aleph, says, to teach me that really everything grows from Hashem. Right? So at the same time that your fruit are growing and you think, oh, it's my horticultural, expertise that made the grapes grow. No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the golden grapes that are growing. They just ask, why don't you just make it out of wood? Right? Because it's closer to like a regular tree. It's also a miracle. Make it out of wood? No, because the Isser is Losita Asherah Kaleitz. You can't put wood next to the Mizmeach. Pasuk says in Shoftim. That's why you couldn't have done that. Okay. We continue. Next Mishnah. B'chol yom akrav pras b'shachos pras b'nei arbayim. Every day. The Ketores, as we know, as we learned back in Masechet Shkalim, the Ketores was brought half in the morning and half in the evening. And today, besides you have that Ketores, you have the two handfuls of the Kohen Gadol. Every day it was ground up. Today it was ground up very finely. Generally, when Kohanim went up the Mizbeach, they went up on the east side of the Mizbeach, because the rule was you had to always go to the right. So you go up the east side, you make a right. Right? If you go up the left side, you're going to have to like cross the whole Mizbeach. Not as good. So you go up the right side, and the east side, and you come down the west side. V'yardim ha-ravo. V'ayom olam be'emsa, v'yardim be'emsa. But today the Kohen Gadol goes straight up in the middle. Straight up and down in the middle. Why? Karban Eida, Mishim Kvodo, Laharos Chashivuso, Kiben Bayis. To show he's family. He's family, he does whatever he wants, he goes right in the middle. Follow Macham Shu Chafetz. Right, Mashein Sharkon and Mashon Lasos. Only the Kohen Gadol could do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La Olam Kohen Gadol Olam Be'emsa V'yard Be'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol did this every day. Whenever the Kohen Gadol went up the ramp, he went up in the middle, not just Yom Kippur. Good. B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Makadish Yad V'Raglam in a Kiyor V'Yom in a Kiddush Chozav. Every day the Kohen Gadol used the Kiyor like all the other Kohanim, but today he used a special golden kli to wash his hands and feet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer again, La Olam Kohen Gadol Makadish Yad V'Raglam in a Kiddush Chozav. The Kohen Gadol always used that golden kli. He always used that golden kli because he's the Kohen Gadol. Good. Pita Maktores, we quote the Brisa. Once we're talking about the Ktores, we quote the Brisa of Pita Maktores. As we know, this is quoted in the Bavli and Croesus, and many familiar, right? Hatzori Vatzipor and Achelba of Alavona. The Ktores had 11 spices in it. Only 4 of them are written explicitly in the Torah. The other 7 are Torah Shabbat Peh, maybe Halacha Moshe Misinai. But so you have Sari Tzibor and Achelba and Alavona. Mishkal Shivim Shivim Mana. Each of those are 70, the weight of 70 each. Moru Katsiya Shibolas Nerd Vacharkom, Mishkal Shisha Azar, Shisha Azar Mona, 16 mana each. Kosht, Shnemasar, 12. Kilufa, Shlosha, 3. Kinemon, Tisha, Kinemon, 9. So altogether, this was the annual weight of these spices, because they made the Ketores once a year. And they used 1 mana each day. Nimsas, Omer, Shlosh Meos, Vashisha, Mechamisha, Manim. Altogether, there was 365. Keneged, Hayu Keneged Yemos Hashana Vishlosha Shaloso Ayom. Right? Altogether, there was 300, if you put all, do the math, it's 368 mana. Altogether. So every year, 365 days, plus the 3 extra, that's what the Kohen Gadol stuck his hands in to take Malei Chafina from there. We're gonna learn that means there was a little left over every year. They used 365. There's 3 left, but the Kohen Gadol doesn't use that whole 3 on Yom Kippur. He just sticks 2 hands in. And the rest of whatever is not in his hands is left over. We learned back in Shkalim this trick, how to get that to be able to be used the following year. Because it's from last year's money. So there's a way to do it. So the Gemara says here, so these are, this is all 368. Hada hi taninan, and this is what we just said, v'hayom mosiv melo chafnav. Right, today you take extra, and that's from the three that are beyond. Karshina, now you have other items that are used in the Ketores. Karshina, which is a type of soap. Tishas kavim, 9 kav. Yein kafrisin, 3 kavim. This type of wine, 3 sa'ah and 3 kavim. Imelo yein kafrisin, if you don't have the wine, maybe chamar chivaryan aktik. Bring old white wine. Melach sedomis, rova. The salt, rova. A quarter. Mala ashan, kol shehu. Right, mala ashan, that's the spice that made the smoke go straight up. A tiny, a little amount. Rabbi Nassan Omer, av kipas hayardin kol shehu. Also kipas hayardin, another type of item. You bring a kol shehu. Nassan badvash, psala. But if you put any type of sweetener in it, that's not allowed. That's not allowed. Period. You know what? Let's stop here. We got to talk about melach. That comes up, what the reason for melach is. And before we get to Chayav Misa, Beis Hashem, we'll start with that next time as we continue here in Maseches Yuma.